Marilyn Zierhart, and I'm here with a group of a community from Set Apart Ministries. And I've been with Set Apart Ministries since about 2002, and I've played different roles in Set Apart Ministries, lay counselor and helping on staff in the office. And I'd like to introduce, first of all, Barb Klickett. She began Stillwaters, which is a behavioral health, mental health clinic, in 1992. And as she worked with people who have been through severe trauma, she saw the need for more than just normal clinical therapy. And Barb, maybe you could give us just a little idea of how you did begin Set Apart Ministries.
Thank you, Marilyn. We always laugh that it's hard to know how to describe Set Apart Ministries because it's kind of like a city without zoning ordinances. Because if we had planned it, we probably would have developed it differently than it actually has grown. So it was an outgrowth of standing with people who are healing and restoration in psychological ways as well as faith ways, but it has grown to be a community. And in the restoration process for people individually, we've understood how important it is to have abiding long-term relationships that are nurturing and life-giving. And as a result of this, our Set Apart Ministries work has become a community in which we do stand together. And the people who are here tonight are more or less the heart of Set Apart Ministry, those who have given enough time not only for the worship and the study time together, but also specifically spending time on relationships and how we get along with one another and what that looks like. We are thankful that our fellowship community has been developing, and we see people growing in all ways, and that's been just a great encouragement because we are concerned about being ready when Messiah is ready to return for us. And part of our path is also to be encouraging other people in their personal growth and in their community and fellowship growth. So it grew from more or less individual work to understanding that people do better when they have a family or a connection that really supports and encourages them.
Thank you, Barb. We actually are with a group of people tonight that we began a life model group, Living from the Heart That Jesus Gave You, by James Wilder and several others on from the Shepherd's House staff. We've been doing this since 2001, and so there's about five of us that have been in that group since the beginning. Mildred joined us this year, and we've been happy to have her. So I'd like each one of them to take a moment to introduce themselves and just say a little bit about who they are and how long they've been with Set Apart Ministries.
I'm Janelle Schrader, and I've been with Set Apart Ministries from the beginning. I actually met Barb in 1993 at a Bethel Bible Studies teacher training. And soon after that, it became clear that we were going to be prayer partners. And after that, it became even more clear that Abba Father had even a greater purpose and plan for the two of us coming together. Then in 99, I believe, I officially came alongside as a support person for somebody who had been through severe trauma. And so then I was moved in to Set Apart Ministries as a support person when that started up in 2001. But soon became clear to me that I also had issues, woundedness, things that didn't result from terrible abusive trauma like this woman had experienced that I was helping, but that just through, you know, life circumstances, that there were things that I needed help in healing with also. And so not only did I become part of Set Apart Ministries as a support person, but also as a person who needed the learning and the understanding to move forward in my own personal healing.
I appreciated your prayer connection so much, because as Janelle came alongside me for my benefit initially, to be coverage and prayer coverage for me, she then also came alongside other people and has been growing in that role all along.
Yes, with more in store.
Always.
Hi, my name is Marcia, And I have known Barb probably since about 1998, I think it was.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I started counseling with her. And I don't know, you were not my support person.
No, I wasn't, no.
But I did, I started counseling with her, I think it was in 1998. And in 2001, we started, the first life model group mm-hmm. started. And that was a pretty awesome experience. I don't remember how many people we had in the beginning.
We had 13 to start 13, with. Yeah. Three helpers. One, two, yes, three helpers mm-hmm. and then 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Seems like such a long time ago. I feel like we've grown so much since then.
Well, yeah, a lot has happened. Yeah. A lot has happened in those years.
That's probably a huge understatement, too, because we really yes. did. There was so much that we covered, so much that we learned. And one of the biggest things, or the most important things that I learned from that experience is that relationships were really important, but they were also very difficult. And mm-hmm. we have spent the last 6-7 years working on developing our relational skills, both personally mm-hmm. And also with our families and in our community, too.
Mm-hmm. Corporately, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Carla. I met Barb in Sheboygan at the Assembly of God Church. It's probably been 98?
Maybe 96 or 97.
Way back then, yeah. And at that time is when I realized that I needed to have help with counseling. And I started traveling back and forth from Sheboygan to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have anyone that was there to go with me. The number of people that went back and forth with me kept falling through, and till I moved into Green Bay, mm-hmm. and Marilyn became my support person when I met her at First Christian Church, and then her and I would travel to Barb, and that's how Marilyn came in, mm-hmm. And that's how Barb and her met. And it's very interesting, and I've been learning over the years through all the different things, and it's been a long process, and I'm still learning, and it's very interesting, and a long haul, mm-hmm. and very, very interesting, and the Lord is working.
A long haul, but well worth it.
Yes, yes it is.
My name is Lori, and I've been hooked up with this crew since about 2000. Uh-huh. And yeah, there's been a lot of growth since then. Mm-hmm. And I was involved with the First Life Model group too. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, that was back when Barb had to come out to the parking lot and drag me in. And when I was writing in my email, the word community was in about a 0.8 font.
Tiniest.
Yes.
It was not a good word to you.
No.
Your small font, period.
Yeah, yeah. Very small font, yes. So, yes, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of growth in these last 7 years. And believe it or not, I can say the word community, and I can actually promote community.
Yes. She does.
There's a lot that we've learned through Life Model and through our study on codependency and with this Cartman drama triangle. There's so much that we've continued to be learning all the way through.
Thank you, Lori.
So I'm glad to be a part of this group.
Yes, thank you. We're glad you stuck with it.
Yeah. Pray, stay, don't run away.
Uh-huh. We've heard that.
Hi, I am Mildred, and I have been a part of this group now just since we started studying a book about codependency. I came from a background from Norway several years ago, and I have been going to regular churches in the States for many years, but it did become clear to my husband and myself that there was definitely much more in store, and we started pursuing learning more about Torah and our Hebrew background for the Hebrew scriptures and that background for our faith. And that has really revolutionized my life.
True for all of us.
Yes. Yeah. And when I was still going to a regular church, I was part of a lay counseling department there. So I did some lay counseling. And after leaving that church, of course, I was not a part of that anymore. And in that process, and even after that, I definitely knew that I needed more work on my in my own life. And I, through the studies of the Hebrew roots of our faith, I also met Barb and met with her a few times for counseling. And all, and she suggested that I become a part of this group for the study and talking and fellowship and community. And I am learning a lot, and it is, it feels like I'm just starting in some of the areas that I didn't really, I knew about it in my head, but to really put things into practice and make it work in my life is actually a daily challenge.
I'd
so
agree
it
with
is very
that,
good
yes.
to have people to share with and talk with, discuss with, and be encouraged by. So I am very grateful for this group.
We're glad to have you.
Yes. And that's really a good point, Mildred. Thank you. Because all those years that I was doing only clinical work, I would maybe see one person or maybe one or two people in a family, but we would only be just in the confines of the office. And although there can be some help there, it just became so clear that there were times I would help people sort things out, but then they would sort of be getting thrown back to the wolves when they went back into the context of all the other people they work with. Mm-hmm. So the idea of having a community for restoration is something that just seemed out of reach and people thought was really foolish to try to do this at all. But that was my leading in prayer, and was a period, a month of fasting and prayer that led to being given the name Set Apart Ministries in the first place. That was October of 99. And I had no clear understanding of what that all was to be. I knew it was something significant, and it kind of took my breath away, but I didn't know fully, and I'm sure I don't know fully yet. But we did, Janelle and I, and then others following, came into Messianic understanding around 2001, in that time period. And so our work in community, we knew needed to be biblically centered and focused, because yes. when people have had any kind of trauma, whether it's the real severe kind or just the absence of the good things that should have been there and weren't, as we say in life model materials, it's difficult to know how to learn to trust people. And I often felt as though I was helping teach somebody something that they couldn't really use anywhere else but in the office. And so when we began to see that our Set Apart Ministries was not only a ministry helping people in an individual way, it was also developing a community, what they call a faith-based community. It was a revolutionary thing for somebody who works in a counseling department. And it
boundaries.
Was boundaries, yes. Yes, it felt very dangerous because of the professional training that says you should never, never, you know, get connected with people that you're working with. But from a pastoral basis, people have done it all the time. And what we've seen is that, or what I guess I would say I've seen, is that if you have a pastoral understanding, but you lack the understanding of what's going on in the mind, will, and emotions, it's difficult to be as effective as you could be. On the other hand, if you have the psychological understanding or what's happening in people's thoughts and their behaviors, but you don't have a good grounding in scripture and faith, you misunderstand and interpret in the other direction. So that's something that I think people find really hard to understand, and we often find hard to explain about Set Apart Ministries. Our mission statement has, I don't know, 8 or 9 points, something like that. And it has to do with developing maturity, and it has to do with developing leadership skills and praise, an army of worshipers, and building character and encouraging other fellowships in leadership.
Standing by each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's where somebody mentioned earlier, the pray, stay, and don't run away. That became one of our themes in recent months, years probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if people run into difficulties, they all too often just tend to fade away and they don't ever resolve them. And we see so many fractures within the body of Messiah that it really can be a difficult thing. And we can see, because it does take a lot of time. The amount of time that you devote to a relationship, people have often seen as something extra or outside the ordinary, and they don't want to do it. we understand that relationship building is part of the kingdom. And as we are learning to be echad, or one, in unity with one another, we are trying to be a part of the fulfillment, by His grace and mercy only, of Yeshua's prayer when He prayed that they may all be one as we are one, as the Father and He are one. So that's our goal, and that's our restoration in process.